Have you flown during a depressive period?
I did for a while, yes, but it was very briefly. I just found the concentration wasn't there. You know, your mind is somewhere else. And it's just like any other addiction or any other problem which you might have. You need to admit it first before you can get treated for it. And a lot of people, I think, are in denial that they're not suffering from whatever it is.
Did you tell your employers?
No, definitely not. You can't. Like I said, you're expected to perform at your peak every single day. If anything goes wrong, you are expected to perform under pressure. And if you show any signs that you may not be able to perform under pressure, your whole career is at risk.
I've heard a lot in the last 48 hours from people like yourself, from pilots and people who know the aviation industry, talking about that sense of being observed all the time, that there is an understanding if you're a pilot that you will be observed by your colleagues around you, and you too will be observing your colleagues to make sure that some catastrophe isn't around the corner because of a vulnerability in someone. Do you think, Ray, that you ever put anyone in danger while you were flying depressed?
Personally, I don't. It is very hard to say whether or not you have, but personally, I don't. We have a lot of safeguards, checks and balances. That time when I was flying depressed, I wasn't flying a very large aircraft. There were only like maybe 20 passengers on board. So it is very rare that the sectors we flew, there'd be anyone out of the cockpit at any point in time.
Because it would be a short flight.
They're all short flights, less than 1 hour, most of them. So, it'd be very unlikely due to the amount of checks and balances which we have in the industry.
Were there two people in your flights? Two in your cockpit?
And yes.
On those short flights?
Always two people, but now I'm flying something bigger. There are longer flights. There are sometimes only one person in the cockpit. You know, the other person may go to the toilet or get a drink or something like that. So,
did you ever have control of a plane entirely on your own whilst depressed?
No, I didn't. And I probably would have woken up to the fact that there was something not right if I did. I like to think that, you know, as a professional, I would recognize this, that it would be that bad that I wouldn't fly. But then again, like I mentioned earlier, you wouldn't want to tell your employer. You try and hide it or make up some other reason for it, because you are just being scrutinized every second of the day.
And I know you've tackled your depression. How do you feel about it? Do you think it's something you may encounter again? Are you still flying? Are you still a pilot?
Yes, I don't think I will encounter it again. It was a relationship problem years ago. Now I'm happily married with a family, so I don't think it should come up again. But I think it is a very difficult thing to talk about. Like I said, you can't talk to colleagues or anyone in your company, really.
Do you think if you had, you would have immediately been suspended? Because I'm trying to get to the bottom of whether if a pilot...
Yes,
and in a sense, the same applies to a bus driver or a school teacher or somebody who's responsible for the well-being of others while they're in the school or in the bus or on the plane. Do you think you'd have been suspended immediately?
Yes, I do. They would say you're not fit to fly. And probably would have got you some treatment for it, but I don't think that... They would look at you in the same way when you came back.
And are they right about you being not fit to fly if you're suffering from depression?
Yes, definitely. It is something we study in human performance and limitations, what can cause it and that kind of thing. But I think they are right. You wouldn't want someone to fly. It just takes one thing to happen and you can see the consequences of something like that.